Hey, welcome to Expect the Expected with Joey and Harp.
Two small town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things personal growth, spirituality, fucking shit up and figuring it all out, or at least trying to.
Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we are smoking on Super Wedding Cake from Perfect Plant Hemp Co. The banker jerk.
Each episode, we will be trying out different strains of legal grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We're here to have a good time and talk about some shit. Thanks for being a part of the journey. Let's get into it.
Whee!
Let's get into it. It's February already. What the fuck?
Dude, I swear, everyone always said to me, you know, time goes faster as you get older, and they were fucking right.
What? And God's great green earth. Mm-hmm. That's like a bunch of different sayings all in one. How is it February? And it's not even like the first. It's like
the fourth.
May the fourth be with you.
Yeah, February.
Well, May 4th will be here before you know it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. It does feel good because I feel like we're towards the end of winter. Kinda. February is a pretty bad month for winter, but it's a short month, and then it's spring. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But sometimes March is kind of cold still. But no, it's definitely heading in that direction.
It was a nice day today.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, it was cold, yeah, but it was definitely the sun was out, so that was good. We had a nice little day.
Yeah.
That's so much fun.
What she said.
And we had a great night last night, too.
Yeah, we just hung out. I do have to go to work later, which kind of sucks. But I feel like I had, like, a little bit of a weekend. I had Friday night off and Saturday day off, so.
And we had a little shenanigans date last night.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
shenanigans.
Our intention was to record this episode
after we went to
last night
Buds and Brews.
Which, if for those of you who don't know what Buds and Brews is, it is a cannabis-infused, cannabis-infused restaurant and bar, kind of. So they have mocktails that don't have alcohol, but they have CBD and different forms of Delta 8 and Delta 10 and all the Delta
stuff.
And so you can get infused drinks, you can get regular cocktails. And then
they have, like, edibles there, their sauces, like, every sauce you can get, either regular or as an edible. And then you can also smoke there.
Yeah.
Which is sick.
Yeah, it's cool. But they've been, man, that's some shit. People have been going there and getting way too high, which now you have to sign a waiver, which, good for them, good call. Like, you have to sign a waiver, you have to know what the fuck you're signing up for.
Yeah.
Because people just go in there like, oh, let's smoke a bunch of this, like, it's Delta 8, whatever. Like, it's still the same effects to a degree of, like,
yeah,
whatever else, you know? So people be going in there getting really stoned and probably getting mad, like, afterwards. Anyways, so we had a really hard time deciding, should we share a drink? Should we smoke? We wanted to do both. So we did. And it was great. We were chilling. The food was delicious. It always is.
Yeah, the food from there is really fucking good.
It's so good.
We got a bunch of appetizers and shared. And we had the prettiest... We ended up getting a mocktail that had the CBD and stuff in it. And it was called a weed whacker, I think.
Yeah, so like a THC-infused bushwhacker. So...
It was so fucking good.
It was
good.
Like caramel and chocolate. It's like frozen chocolate milk. It was delicious. Yeah. But the thing is, we were fine. We were taking it easy because, you know, we didn't want to... We definitely were there for a reason.
Yeah.
But we also didn't want to be freaking... Have you ever been, like, really high in public?
Yeah.
Yes, you have. Of course you have. I feel like I get weird when I get really high in public. I'm just like, what is going on?
But it was funny because it... I mean, we were smoking and, like I feel like cruising on it, but I think that with the drink, too. I mean, at the end of our meal,
when we were checking
giggling
out,
so much.
Oh, my gosh. When we were checking out and our server was talking to us, I was like, Be cool. But it all kind of hit me at once, and then I was really stoned.
But it was fun time.
We
had such a good time.
10 out of 10 recommend going to Buds and Brews if you're in Nashville, but just know what the fuck you're signing up for.
Yeah.
And be smart about it.
Like, ask your server what they would suggest.
That's what we did.
Know yourself.
Yeah, and just be cool. If you're not used to smoking or having THC in your system, maybe fucking cool it, because you might get sick. It is what it is. But your husband, producer Luke, came and picked us up.
Yeah.
He drove us there. He picked us up. Like, we played the game last night.
The security guard was just like, your husband's coming. Yeah,
he is.
I'm like, dude, we're smart about this. We're a lot better, dude. We used to be crazy with our shenanigans. We still have shenanigans, you know, and we're just a little more responsible now. And that's on maturing.
Thank God.
I still want to have shenanigans, but I want to be a little smart
about
it.
But I don't want to risk my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I feel like that is a reasonable request of life.
You don't have to, you know, be like fucking, I don't know,
all of it, any of it. We don't have to be doing crazy things anymore.
No, we can still be wild shenanigans, but
I know. It's cool, too, because you kind of just lose, I don't know, you lose part of your, like, that part of yourself, but you don't lose all of that part of yourself.
No.
You know?
And I don't want to.
I don't want to either.
Even as I get older, I'm just like, dude, me and you, like, we've been talking about it all this week. Like, we're still going to have fucking shenanigans.
But it's
hard. Because that's just who we are.
It is. Yeah, it's true. My shenanigans have been reckless, though, and especially in the city, like,
yeah, no,
and I just am tired of reckless shenanigans, and I just want to have good times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Balance and everything. And that's really fucking hard sometimes. But it's just figuring it all out. This last month was weird. Yeah. I did dry January.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me, like, reflect on stuff, you know? Yeah. I did go get a beer and a shot from Mickey's on February 1st. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It was a lot easier this time.
Yeah.
While
we're getting into that, we should probably say what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, we're just talking today.
Yeah, we're just talking today. Putting that out there. We are doing our dating series, and that is going to be continuing. But we thought we'd break it up a little bit since it is February and talk about how our January went, where we are at. Like, we had, you know, a couple episodes ago where we talked about, you know, some things we want for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Really
mm-hmm.
just to check in. Because I think, really, like, going into, you know, a new year is, you know, everybody, I think a lot of people go in with the best of intentions, and sometimes life just fucks you
kicks you in the ass. Kicks you right in the ass.
So I think it's gonna check in, and like, we're checking in with y'all, and we, you know, I think a lot of people are in the similar boats, and so it's kind of what we're doing today, reflecting on that. So
yeah.
So sober January.
Yeah. I don't know. I learned is that drinking is more associated with, like, socializing.
Mm-hmm.
And it always has been. That's what we do in the desert, in the country. Like, what else the fuck are we gonna do? You know what I mean? Just have a beer by the fire, whatever. But here, this is like party fucking city.
Yeah, it is.
And so it's easy to get caught up. And then it's like, am I just drinking to socialize? Or am I just drinking because it's like a habit and everybody mm-hmm. does it? And you could do it. It's so easily accessible. And this month I really tried to balance adding social time into my life without drinking. And it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
And so I found myself at home a lot. Or just doing the same shit, like work, home, hanging out here. And that's pretty much it, you know, because I'm not going to the bars and I'm like, what else? It's hard to relearn what you want to do, I guess.
Yeah.
What ignites something in you.
Well, I think too, like, when you're spending all of your time, like, partying and, like, going out, it, like, how we used to with our, what you're talking about, like, reckless shenanigans, like, I feel like it's when you start to step away from that, and like, even if it's not like being sober, it's, you know, you know, being having being more mindful or just, you know, not binge drinking.
Yeah. Look. Well, it can be with anything too. It's just like, for me, that is something that has.
But what I was going to say, though, is that with that, it's like that takes up so much of your time. Yeah. And so I feel like where we talked about of like used to having all these interests and doing stuff, it's like we were drinking then. And so now it's like, well, fuck, dude, if you're not drinking all the time, then what the fuck are you doing?
What are you interested in?
Yeah. Like, gosh. Then you start to realize, like, how much of my personality have I made this?
I know.
Lips.
Well, it's just like a social norm. That's how people, like, alcohol reduces. Release your inhibitions. You know, like, people don't give a fuck when they're drinking. So people are more social and people are more open and people make friends that way. And it's like a whole thing. But it can be turned really toxic, like really quickly too, you know? Yeah. And so I knew that I just needed to take a little break and just really try and find the balance. And something someone told me, my birthday is next month, so I'm turning 28. Whee! So I'm starting to think about stuff, everything, which is why I'm freaking breaking down, man, because everything I got to think about all at one time for some reason. Anywho, someone recently told me on the topic of drinking and partying that they didn't want to, they're older and they didn't want to date like a 22-year-old because they're in a different season of their life. And I was like, how much of me is trying to fit myself, like we've talked about, like fit myself back into that being 22 mindset or whatever. It's like, I don't want to act 22. And it's like, I loved myself when I was 22. Like,
yeah,
I respect that part of myself and I honor her, but I'm not her anymore. And so just trying to find what 28-year-old Harp looks like and acts like and does on the regular basis and what her habits look like and shit like that. Ugh. I don't know. We're just always trying to be better, you know?
Yeah. Self-growth, baby.
Well, that's the hard part is, like, if you just wanted to stay the same, maybe it wouldn't be as hard. But if
once you, like... some people
do. I know.
Some people, like, really are like, I'm not changing. I'm just like, okay.
But sometimes it makes you want to just...
You want to be like this forever.
I know. But it's hard to step out of your comfort zone.
Oh, hell yeah, it is. It's really fucking hard.
Like, even in the little things. But Jesus.
Yeah. And that's what I was, like, talking about earlier. It's, you know, I think going into a new year, like, people like fresh starts. You know what I mean? I think people are a sucker for a fresh start. I mean, myself included.
The beginning of a year, the beginning of a month, the first day of the week. Everybody hates Mondays, but also there's something about Mondays that is like, okay, let's fucking... Or people love Sundays because Sunday's the day you set up for your week, your new week, you know?
Yeah. And it's just like... how you start matters, though. It does matter to an extent. But I think it's like how you start. But also, too, I was watching something or listening to somebody talking about, like, thinking about your day in, like, chunks. And, like, if you started off with, like, a bad morning, that doesn't mean, like, you have to have a bad afternoon. Or if you had a bad afternoon, it doesn't mean you have to have a bad evening and stuff like that. And while I do believe that's true, and I think that's a really good mindset, I do think it's important to think about how you are starting your fucking day. Yeah. Because we were talking about this earlier in the car. Like, about how, you know, I have... you know, a morning routine, and I like live by it because I need that time in the morning. But there's still things about my morning routine I would like to improve, because I'm, you know, immediately as I wake up, what do? I check my work email immediately. And I'm just
no, like, ma'am.
And well, I'm just like, dude, this is my time. So why am I like, I can check that at 9 o'clock. I don't need to check it at 6 when I wake up. Like, right.
But it's just like a habit that you formed.
It's just a big habit. Yeah.
And it's hard to break it, but yeah.
And in my opinion, it was like, oh, I'm just trying to, like, it's going to help me not be as stressed later on in the day because I'm getting a jump start on things. Well, like, I already spend 8 hours plus on that. Like, you know, starting off the day, I feel like for me, like, I talked about, like, wanting to implement some, like, grounding. Like, get putting my fucking dogs on the earth. Because that's just important.
By dogs, she means her feet. And, her tootsies. Yeah. And also the dogs. But
also the dogs.
Okay. Just for clarification.
The dogs and the dogs.
The dogs and the dogs. Putting them on the ground. We could write a country song for sure. I got my dogs in the ground.
My dogs on the ground.
And my dogs on the ground.
Running around.
Yeehaw. And drank a beer. You could just add that to the end of anything.
I drank a beer.
God.
Oh my gosh. But seriously though, I'm just like.
But yeah.
I think, you know, because I can't be one of those people that sleeps until right before they have to go and I have to like rush. If I'm rushing, I'm going to be in a bad fucking mood.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, that does affect your day. Mm-hmm. But I do like the mindset also too of thinking your day in chunks, and it's just like, if you start off bad, like you don't have to finish bad. But I mean, at the same time, shit's been fucking hard lately.
Yeah.
It's been rough.
Yeah. I know, man. That's also the thing about January, is it was such a weird kind of, like, in full transparency, I just felt like it was a cloudy month. And just...
To us.
And I don't know if it's because I went home and I came back, and that's always hard, or just, like, it's a new year and I feel like things are changing and I have to figure a bunch of shit out.
Mm-hmm.
And because time is going by so quickly, I feel like I have to get a real head start. So I'm like, okay, think about everything in January that you have to accomplish for the year and get, like, situated. I'm like, holy shit, I just need to fucking breathe, man.
Right, dude?
It's hard. And it's like, yeah, I want to change up my morning routine. I want to have a better morning routine. I want to have a better skincare routine. I want to invest my time in social media to grow our platform. But I don't want to spend too much time on social media because it's bad for my brain. Yeah. So it's like,
it's fucking hard.
And then that just makes me want to go to the bar. But I don't. So that's what I did in January, was stress out. I'm proud of myself. Just stress the fuck out about all of my life situations and not drink about it. So good for Harp. That's what I learned in January. It's all right.
But it's fucking true though, dude. As adults, it's hard out here, especially in your 20s, whenever you're just trying to figure shit out. And now I'm 30 and I'm still like figuring shit out. Like, oh my gosh, this month has been crazy for the both of us. Yeah. In different ways, you know. Yeah. For me, it's like last week I was so depressed, like, just being honest. It is hard because I had, you know, I've had some things, like, I went into the year, like, super optimistic, like we all fucking do, and, like, all excited, and I had some, like, real fucking shit happen, like, adult shit that I won't get into, like, details here, but it was
adult
just,
shit,
like, dude, that I had to, like, call these people and put all these freezes and blah, 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 and it's just, like, fuck, and it's just, like, you were dealing with adult shit that you've never probably had to deal with before sometimes. Like, this is the first time something crazy like this is happening. And you're not just calling mom and dad or whoever your caregiver was growing up. Like, hey, help. Because you're just like, you have to figure shit out sometimes. And like, and there's nothing wrong with calling them even when you're like 30, 40, whatever. But
I literally asked my mom the other day, we were FaceTiming, and I was like, am I ever gonna feel sad or like be sick and feel sad and not want my mom?
Probably not.
Like, ever? She's like, that's what she said. She's like, no, probably not. I was like, man, I'm such a little baby. Like, I'm like, mom, I'm sad. That's what happened. She like called me, she FaceTimed me, and I wasn't having a good month. So she's there with her boyfriend who has to hear all my shit anyways. And so I'm there just venting to her, and she's like, and she works in the mental health field as well. So then I'm just fucking unloading on her, and she's like, man, she's like, hold the fuck up. I was not mentally or ready for this. So just give me a second. And I was just like, okay, mom, I'm sorry. It's just because I don't know. That's something too, is like, as you get older and as you try and become more aware, ideally, you realize that sometimes people can't take your shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's my mom. But I respect that. I should have given her a warning. I know she could take it, but she just probably needed to.
Yeah.
She's like, I couldn't compartmentalize. Because you know how you have to compartmentalize things that profession. She was like, I just needed.
I for sure
to prepare myself. And I was just like, damn, yeah. Mom, okay. And she thinks differently now, too, you know, because she's been doing that for a long time. So she's like my mom, and then she's also like my therapist.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I feel like,
and so are you.
I feel like that's how I am too. Like, I really try hard, even on this podcast, to turn it off, because it's just, I have to give myself a break. Because yeah, in the mental health field, you're hearing it. It takes a toll on your own mental health, because you're just like hearing conflict. Like, that's literally what I do all day. I'm like solving problems, solving conflicts, like helping people come to realizations, and yada yada yada. Like, and it's just like, fuck. And so it's sometimes too, you're like, I just want to be your friend. I don't want to be, or like your mom. Like, I just want to be your mom. Like, I'm not your therapist. Like,
right.
I want to be your best friend. I'm not your therapist. Like, because it's just like, too,
but you know, your we're girl also needs biased. Some therapy sometimes too.
Yeah. And sometimes we like throw it out there.
Yeah. Thanks. But
throw a girl a bone.
Thank you. Whatever I could get. Sorry. What were you saying?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I was, but that's, I was on having a best friend and a mom who are therapists. This is my life. And I'm having like a crisis. And then, but it's true, because I want to be, that's the thing. And that's what I've learned too, is I want to be a good friend, because I haven't always been a good friend to you, because I wasn't like being good to myself. You know what I mean? And I can't be a good friend or a good daughter or a good anything if I'm not a good me first, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I've been learning and having to freaking navigate, because I'm like, what the fuck? How do I manage my time? And I'm a people pleaser by nature, and so I just stretch myself too thin. And I'm like, how do I give everybody what they want and also make sure that I'm showing up for myself so that I can, you know?
Yeah. No, dude, I get in the same boat. I sometimes will put a lot of things in front of, I put most things in front of, like, things I actually need, because I like to avoid my own problems.
Where are you sitting?
What?
They're all jelly. No.
Not right now.
They stuff you back in the closet, knock the door.
Oh, no.
Then they come out, and you're like, no, go back in there.
But, I mean, it's just, it's fucking hard, dude. It's really hard. I mean, I think a lot of people too, and just in the world right now, I know it's not just us. Like, it's everybody. I mean, with inflation and...
Well, no one knows what the fuck's going on with anything. We're all just out here on this fucking floating rock. Like are we going to explode? Is the stock market going to crash? Whatever the fuck that means. Like, are we going to have to live off the land? They're gonna be, is Texas gonna retreat finally?
And I don't the government know. Fucked us, because they didn't even teach us how to like garden and shit. Yeah. Like, that stuff I wouldn't needed.
I know,
but they don't want you to know that.
I know,
it's fine.
Oh, it's not shit. Fine,
but we're all just trying to get through it. And I think that's the thing with going into a new year, it's just like, give yourself some fucking grace,
yeah, and recognize what you have accomplished. And like, I have been reading more. I read like 2 chapters the other day. I was so proud of myself. Mm. And it's not every day, but it doesn't have to be every day. You don't have to, like, consistency doesn't have to be every single fucking day, because that's hard sometimes. Sometimes
it is hard.
You need to take a 12-hour nap to just
sneak peek.
A little snooze for 48 hours, okay? I would love that. But like my roommate was talking about going to the gym, and how he's going to do it lighter and not go so hard, because when you go so hard at the gym, you get sore as shit, and then you don't want to go back to the gym because you're sore as shit. And that's true. So just like,
that is facts.
That is facts. And I think that can relate to anything.
Like, yeah.
If you want to read a book, get interested in it. And if you don't read it every day, don't beat yourself up about it. Mm-hmm. Just pick it up when you have time, when you notice it. Keep it in a place. That is something from my book that I'm learning, is the way that you get rid of old habits is to make the habits like not as easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Like in regards to like cigarettes or having junk food in the house or like blah, 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 blah. And then make the new habit that you want to implement more visible to where you're at. So like, mm-hmm. My book is on my coffee table every day. So if I'm sitting on the couch and I don't feel like watching TV, I just pick up my book because it's there, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think that can be, I think that's a really good principle. Mm-hmm. I really like this book. It's nice. But.
What book are you reading?
It's Atomic Habits. Yeah. Atomic Habits. I've heard really good things and I really like it so far. So that's something that I have been doing.
Yeah.
What did you talk about that you wanted to do more of?
Putting my dogs on more.
Yeah.
Grounding. The same thing with what your roommate said. I've done this so many times where I just go, it's like all or nothing. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, if you have like a gray mindset with most things, you have to have that also with these things that you want to implement in your life.
Damn, you're right.
You know what I mean?
That's like a good perspective.
But it's like, yeah, if I can think about everything else, like, oh, it's not just black and white, everything's gray, then like, why can't I do that with myself? Why is it all or nothing? And it's like, I think I get in this mindset of like, if I'm not all in, then I'm not like dedicated. And that's not true, dude. That's just not true. Like with most things. I mean, no. There's some things that, yeah, you gotta be all in. Like if you have a kid or some shit, like, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, you really gotta be all in for that. But I just mean in general, like you're talking about, it's like I can't just, you know, I'm not gonna say I'm never gonna get takeout or like I'm never gonna like go out to eat, like this whole, like, you know what I mean? It's just like for me, maybe for some people that works, but it's just like, because then whenever I have a rough night and I'm just like, oh, like I really just don't want to cook or something like that, we get takeout, like I don't want to just feel like shame and like guilt for that.
Yeah, that shouldn't be attached to it. You,
because like health giving... wise, like,
yeah,
maybe like was this the most nutritious thing? No, but at least I fucking ate something
right
today, you know? Like it's just the way it is sometimes.
I know. And it's just sometimes it's hard to take care of yourself in the smallest ways. And that's like what you're saying, like I pretty much ate out all of 2021. That's when I got back into bartending and I was just going, and it was right after COVID. So I don't think I cooked, but maybe like 3 meals all year, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was hard to get back into cooking and cooking for just myself when I was used to having roommates and a boyfriend and stuff. And so as I'm learning now, like I find myself cooking more and I remember that I like it. Yeah. So it makes me want to do it more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really order takeout as much, you know?
Yeah.
And I think what you were talking about is like, if I want takeout more than whatever times a week, like I want to go out to dinner instead of just always getting takeout.
Oh, yeah.
And staying at home about
that the other day.
Or whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I want to be intentional about the things I'm doing. And I think that's what it is. It's just, I'm trying to pay more attention, you know? And not just fucking be on autopilot. But yeah. Sometimes you do have to be on autopilot to survive. Like, last week I was like, I just need to, like, get through the day. Because I can't even think about next week. Like, every day is just really hard right now. And sometimes that's just how it is.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately, when I start to feel a little bit better, I'm like, okay, you need to, like, check back in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I was just completely checked out. Check back in. And, like, mm-hmm. even if it's, like, you're not doing the most... Girl, like, just fucking do something. And, you know, like, crawling is still progress, you know?
Yeah.
And I think people forget that. And I forget that. Because it's like, I'll tell other people that all the time. And I'm just like, you know, it's still progress. And I'm just like, you know, my fucking profession. But it's true. It's just that when it comes to me, I'm like, why is that not progress? Just because I want to see things faster. And I think that's, you want to see these results faster. And so... but you know what they say, like slow and steady wins the race, and it's fucking true, because every time I try to like sprint to the finish line, then I just end up tripping, fucking busting my ankle or some shit.
With everything.
Everything.
I really, really believe that like the truth is in the time. Like mm-hmm. shit is proven over time with anything. With relationships, with consistency, with habits, good or bad. It's just shit forms over time. Yeah. And then it just like sticks with you or it doesn't, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, I don't know. I think slow and steady is the way to go. And it's hard in this life because we do just want everything so soon.
Yeah.
And like, and everybody else wants everything so soon. So then everybody, like, you know, is all on the struggle bus at the same fucking time.
Yeah.
Because it's what we were conditioned. The internet is good and bad, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like now we want everything like right away. And like there's no fucking patience. And that's preaching to myself and everybody else.
And like, you know what's crazy?
We can't wait for shit.
I know, dude. And that's definitely like a big American problem because like there's like other countries like in Europe and shit, like they have more of like they're just enjoying life. And that's the one thing I miss about being in a smaller town or, you know, a more rural area is like things just go like people just take their time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like it feels like you have more time because you're just like taking it easy. You're not in this hustle culture.
Yeah.
But a lot of us do move to cities because we're like, I want more than this. Yeah. Like, I want more than this. I want to do something in it. And you do. But like, fuck, dude, it's exhausting.
Like, yeah.
I just want to take a nap. I just want to fucking relax. Fuck. It's just.
Well, that was the crazy thing is being home for like 9 days and coming back still exhausted. Like 9 days wasn't enough for me to feel rested. What the fuck? What's it gonna take? Yeah. What's it gonna take for me to feel rested? It's crazy.
Oh no, dude.
I know. No wonder people fucking fantasize over gardening and like.
Yeah.
Tuscan villas and all sorts of beach Tuscan islands villas. That are just them. Like, yeah.
You know? Fucking nice.
Fucking nice. Oh, if you could choose between living in on an island, a private island, or a private, like, mountainous area.
Does a mountainous area have a lake? Or a river you can get into.
Yeah, totally.
Probably that. Yeah. I think. Well. Yeah, maybe. I think because it's just like. I don't know, dude. Private, like a private island. Yeah. It takes a lot of effort to like go back. Like I still want to be like close enough to where I can, you know, don't have to venture like.
What if you just had your own little village? No, like your own little private village. So like you and your homies, your family, whoever you want. In the mountains or by the ocean.
Dude, I don't know. Yeah, if I have my homies with me.
Yeah. I think mine would be mountains.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I would still stick to that. Like, I love the fucking beach, man, but I don't know. Maybe get a little more variety in the mountains, like when the seasons change.
Totally. I think that's what there. Maybe it's because we know the activities you can do in those areas.
Yeah.
When I think about the beach, I'm like, what do you do other than? I mean, you could like water sports.
Dude, like water those people that get on the waves and fly with the kites or some shit
Parasailing?
On their surfboards. Oh, no.
I don't know.
Producer Luke, what's it called? Kite surfing. Have you seen people do that?
Oh, where it's like a sailboat, but they're on like a
skateboard.
Sailboat. Not a skateboard.
Yeah, it's it's on a sailboat on a skateboard. No, god damn it.
I don't know what it looks like.
No, it's you're on a surfboard.
Okay,
I think, or is it like a
what's it called? Kite surfing.
Kite surfing. Look it up.
I am.
Google that shit. But the kite, and you're, like, on your little board. It's probably not a surfboard. It's probably, like,
Yeah, got you.
Yeah, and the wind takes them. Like, whenever we went to Tybee Beach, we were, like, watching the people doing that. And I was like, dude, I want to fucking do that. That looks badass. I would totally, if I lived in a beach town, I would want to try to learn how to do that.
I've always wanted to parasail. Through the air.
Look you know at that shit. Yeah, dude, that's what I'm trying to
that's
do.
That's gnarly. No way.
Why not?
I'd be so scared.
You don't like to be that high off the ground?
See,
I
would try wakeboarding. I've never wakeboarded, and I grew up by a lake, but my lake was gross.
I never wakeboarded either. See, but that's the issue is I don't have any balance. You clumsy too.
I know, but I try. I know the logistics I know how you're supposed to balance your weight. So if I'm mindful enough, I can kind of longboard. I did in college. I biffed it hard a lot, but
that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
I just consider snowboarding again. I think that would be really fun. I just want to do stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to try new things again. You know how everything's exciting when you're a kid because everything's new. Every experience is a new one. Well, I think if we just had some new experience implemented in our fucking lives, we'd be a lot happier instead of the same monotonous bullshit.
Yeah, every day. Different shenanigans.
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
Different shenanigans. Yeah, I like that.
What'd you call them yesterday? Shenoons. Have a little shenoons.
Well, because you sent me that video on Snapchat of me drunk from a couple years ago. And I was like, shenoonigans.
Shenoon.
And so
that's where it stemmed from. Shenanigans.
All of it.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans. So, actually, speaking of shenanigans.
Oh.
I burped, sorry. The other day, me and Harpeth,
we're
sitting on the couch. We were talking about shenanigans, because we've always said shenanigans, and we've always had shenanigans, and it's been great. So not all the time, but most of the time. So we were talking, and I mentioned that whenever we should start this thing where we call shenanigans. So have you, like, hopefully you guys have heard of this. If not, I'll try my best to explain, even though I'm not the best at explaining shit. But there's sometimes, like, friend groups or people that I've seen that will say, like, a code word that means they have to drop everything that they're doing in that moment to go with their friend to do something. And you have, like, a certain amount of times you can call that in a year. So I told Harp that we should do that. We should call shenanigans. Like, we each get 3 times a year where if, like, we want to do a shenanigan, the other person's like, dude, no, I don't want to do that. That we can call shenanigans at that moment. They have to do it no matter what. And so we haven't called shenanigans yet since
we've done that. But we were talking about that. And then for some reason, what did we do? We had to go do something, and then we decided, we were going for a drive. We went on a drive because we needed to.
Yeah.
And we drove pretty far out.
Very far out.
And then we turned, oh yeah, that's a thing.
We just drove straight for a long time.
And it was nice to just get out of town and not know where the road was taking us.
A little scary sometimes, too.
A little scary sometimes. We just took the straight road until the road ran out.
Literally, till the ran road out. Or what? Ran out. Road out. Yeah, well, exactly.
What had happened was, we saw this sign. God knows where we're at. We saw this sign. Said dead end. And we're like, okay, of fucking course it would turn into a dead end. Like, great. Yeah. Because all roads fucking dead ends.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you, just like life, man. I was like, you're dead, and you gotta turn your ass back around and find a different way. And that really is on life, dude.
Yeah.
That's on life.
You hit always. A dead end, you're going down a road, you hit a dead end, you have to turn around and take another one. What the fuck? But we quite literally hit a dead end because that road turned into the Cumberland River.
Yeah.
And they were like,
it was like low-key dangerous. I was like, dude, there's not even
right,
a sign.
Right but around
the
corner.
Dead end, but the dead end sign was like a mile before that. Yeah. So we just kept going. And then, you know, then all of a sudden we were almost, you know, neck deep in the river.
Yeah. Never mind.
I know. I was like, we didn't call shenanigans.
We didn't call shenanigans that time.
We didn't call shenanigans. We did. Give it up.
Not today.
Not today. We'll just say it.
So we were on our way back, and we said, hey, let's drive down Broadway. Meanwhile, Joey's in leggings, a hoodie, socks and chanclas. Yeah, that. And And I don't even know. I'm probably in very similar attire.
Yeah.
And we're driving down Broadway just for funsies. And it wasn't very busy. And it was like 6:30. We were like, man, we used to have fun down here.
And we both look at each other. Well, like, do we call it shenanigans?
Like, shenanigans? Question mark?
But I left my ID at the house. I know. So I wasn't able to get in anywhere.
But we would have straight up gone to
called shenanigans
and producer Luke would have had to come get us off of Broadway because you never know.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Because you know you never know.
Because you know you never know.
Because Joey and Harp, we do, you know.
We always have a really good time though. I just want to have fun, but not like recklessly. Is that too much to ask for?
We still can.
I know.
We still do.
I know. We still do. Last night was fun.
Channel that energy.
Yeah.
Channel that energy.
Channel that energy. We have fun. That's so sad.
But I think it's because of our fire signs, dude. And then we were very wild girls. And so I think it's just the thing is like what we were talking about a minute ago. Like all or nothing. It's like, no.
No.
You don't gotta go balls to the wall every time. Oh, damn it. God.
It's so hard.
I know, because we get excited. We both, like, get excited.
That's what it is. You get me excited, and then it's pretty much game over from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. We'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So, but I like that. I like being a free spirit. I like...
Hell yeah.
I like not always having a plan, which is also a little bit of a flaw as well, is that I have not been great at planning, but I'm trying to be better. So I'm trying to find a balance of planning and also not giving a shit and sleeping in if I want to, or going to like get a drink if I want to, or going on a drive if I want to. Mm-hmm. Just having the freedom and the time to take the time for myself to do things that I want to do with intention. With intention.
Yeah. Fucking nice.
So that's what we're working on.
Yeah. That's what we're here for. We're just going to be continuing to... Fuck it. All you can do is just keep, like, going.
Just keep swimming.
Sometimes you might have to float. But yeah.
Oh god.
Go now.
Surely I know people have got to relate to us because like
oh yeah.
Cause this time in our lives is
crazy.
Not easy to figure out.
No.
So props to everyone in this world trying.
We all out here trying. And we're here with you.
Yeah. But I think it's good to at least have some sort of awareness on what has the potential to bring you joy so that you can start to implement that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it can get better.
It will.
Yeah. It will. Because everything works out for us. Because
everything works out. All the time.
And everything works everything. Out for you. Yeah. Love that.
Love you.
Love you. Happy Saturday.
I hope you guys are enjoying your weekend as much as we are.
Yeah.
And
good vibes.
Yeehaw. Catch you next time.